It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm pleased to have as my guest in the studio, Jill Hoffman, a longtime Sausalito resident and challenger for city council. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Thanks, John. I'm delighted to be here.
Jill, I am positive that my listeners want to know about your background.
John, we moved here. My husband and I moved here to Sausalito about 15 years ago. We wanted to find a small town to raise our son, and we found that in Sausalito. We're both avid sailors, and so we wanted to also be near the waterfront, and we had a boat at the time, so we wanted a place to be close to our boat. I came from the Midwest. I went to undergraduate at University of Missouri at Kansas City. I have a history degree, and I went to law school there as well. And in my last week in law school, I joined the United States Navy Judge Advocate General Corps. And my first duty station was Treasure Island, which is how I ended up in San Francisco. And we've been in the Bay Area ever since, except for a two-year tour in Naples, Italy. And so after my husband and I took a year off and went sailing, and when we got back, we came here to Sausalito to live. Professionally, I work in San Francisco as a litigation attorney, and I'm very experienced in navigating regulations and laws and interpreting them in the manner most beneficial to my clients. And I feel like I can do that on behalf of the city of Sausalito and my neighbors as well.
Jill, you use the term judge advocate general and court marshals. What are they?
Judge Advocate General Corps is the staff corps in the United States Navy that is the attorneys. So those are the attorneys for the Navy. And if you've ever seen the movie A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise, it's very, very similar. That's a good depiction of exactly what I did in the United States Navy.
Jill, what made you decide to run for city council?
Well, John, this past spring, our neighborhood became involved in a fight to preserve the nature of our neighborhood when we were targeted for rezoning as part of the housing element. It was the city council seemed really to be working against us instead of for us in zoning the end of our street and the end of a street up the block for a three-story high-density building. So that was really the catalyst. My neighbors asked me as part of that experience to run to represent them on the city council, and that's how I ended up as a candidate.
Now, Jill, you're going to be running against two incumbents, Herb Weiner and Jonathan Leone. First, why should someone vote for you versus one of these experienced office holders?
John, I think the number one reason is that I represent the residents. It became clear to us in our fight with the housing element that the city council was not responsive to residents, that we had to organize and fight and hire an attorney to represent us instead of our city council fighting for us as our elected officials. So that was very surprising. And that would be why a resident and a voter in Sausalito would vote for me, is because I will represent the residents' view.
Now, second, Jill, if you were to defeat either Jonathan or Herb, you would then have to work with the other on the council. How would you work through that?
John, you know, you run on values and issues. And if the voters vote for me, then they're voting for my values and issues. And I would hope that the other person that is also elected would recognize that, and that we could work together to represent those issues for the residents on the city council. I don't think that we would have a trouble actually working together. I think once the election's over and I join the council with fresh ideas and a fresh perspective, I think that will be a nice reset for the entire council.
The current council tends to vote 4-1 on most issues, so much so that I have taken to referring to the majority as the Four Horsemen. If you were successful in unseating one of the four, you would still need to deal with the remaining three, who would still constitute a majority. How would you do that to achieve change?
Well, John, if I'm elected, I think clearly then the voters were behind me. And I would hope that the remaining members on the city council would take note of that and would listen to my proposals. Also, as an attorney, I would be able to come up with well-reasoned, well-supported, well-researched arguments that would persuade them that what I'm advocating is correct, not only for the residents, but the city as a whole and as a policy going forward.
What would be your three major goals for your term as a council member?
John, the three major goals, I think, that are facing the city and the major concerns going forward for the next 4 to 6 years are public safety. I think we've got to get a handle on the bikes. We've got to get a handle on the crimes that are happening all over town. And we've got to get a handle on traffic. Second is, we've got to get a handle on the fiscal issues. The city council is telling us that everything's rosy, that we have a balanced budget, and yet they just put a half-cent sales tax on the ballot. And so I think there's a disconnect there in what's being told to the voters about the fiscal stability of the city and the fiscal health of the city. And thirdly, it's got to be planning. I mean, that's another big issue is planning. We have another housing element, an 8-year housing element that's coming up that we've got to submit by January, and we haven't really heard much about that. And so based on my recent experience with the council and the housing element, the last one that we just did, I think you've got to have a resident on the city council that's watching that going forward and advocating for the residents.
Jill, the listeners and I thank you for being on the show. How could someone learn more about you and your campaign?
John, our website is www.jillforsausalito.com, and it's JILLFORSausalito.com. And we're having a campaign kickoff party this Thursday from 5 to 7 at Sailors on Bridgeway. So come on down, chips and salsa for all.
Well, Jill, I think we all look forward for a very interesting campaign and a good election in November. In the interest of fairness, I have extended invitations to appear on this show to the other two candidates, Herb Weiner and Jonathan Leon, and I am still awaiting their responses. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.